Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to the Here's My Story channel. I'm Eddie. I was surprised to wake up with the sun so bright out. I reached out for my phone to check the time. It was past noon. My mom was supposed to wake me up that day. The plan was to have breakfast at the Museum of Natural History cafeteria and then visit the Skeletons of Extinct Animals exhibit. When my mom heard of the show, she got tickets for us without even asking me. That's because she knows how much I'm into prehistoric animals. I jumped up from the bed in a bad mood. "Mom, why didn't you wake me?" I yelled, shuffling to the kitchen. But my mom wasn't there. I ran to the living room. There was no one there either, so I thought she had to be in the backyard. "Mom!" I called out to her. Well, she wasn't there either. I went back to my room. I picked up the phone and called her. The phone started ringing somewhere inside the house. I listened to the ringing to figure out where it was coming from. It was my parents' bedroom. "No way! Is Mom sleeping in?" I said, barging into their bedroom. No one was in there. My mom's phone was on the bed, and it was weird that my dad's phone was also there. So where would Mom and Dad have gone, leaving their phones behind? Did something happen to them? I was getting anxious waiting for them to come back. At the same time, I was thinking about what I should do. My mom's brother, Uncle Martin, works at the bank next door. He stops by our house every day. It was the weekend, so the bank was closed that day. I still wanted to call my uncle to ask him if he knew what was happening. "Uncle Martin, my parents are both gone, but their phones are here. Do you know where they could have gone?" My uncle said,
"I don't know. I'm sure it's nothing to worry about. They'll be home soon."
I went to bed. I began watching stuff on YouTube to get my mind off the issue. Speaking with my uncle had only made me more anxious. After a while, I began to nod off. I woke up with a jolt to a voice in the night. I listened carefully. The voice sounded like it was coming from the next room. "Mom?" I yelled as I was getting up. It was dark inside the house, and no one else was there. I checked the time. It was almost 10. Apparently, I had slept all day. I realized that I hadn't eaten anything either. On my way to the kitchen, I thought I heard that voice again, the one that woke me. It sounded like screaming. It sounded like my mom's voice. It was coming from inside the wall. I put my ear against the wall when I heard the voice calling, "Eddie! Eddie!" I was scared. For a while, I stood staring at the wall in disbelief. I didn't have a choice. I had to listen to what it was saying, even though I was terrified. When I placed my ear against the wall, I heard the same voice. It was muffled, and I could barely understand what it was saying. All I could make out was my mom's voice screaming my name. What was my mom doing inside the wall? "This doesn't make sense. Mom can't be inside the wall," I said, trying to stay calm. Then I got an idea. The basement. Mom's in the basement. I ran to the basement door. The door to the basement is always locked because it's infested with mice. When I touched the knob, the door creaked open. It had been a long time since we'd been down there. Inside, there was a dim light. "Mom?" I called out to her from the top of the stairs. At that moment, I clearly heard my mom say, "Eddie! Eddie, honey! We're in here!" I called out to her again as I nervously went down the stairs. "Thank God, Eddie," Mom said. "We're here. Come over here, honey." I could hear her clearly, but she still sounded muffled. As I came closer to the light, I saw dirt on the floor. "Mom, is Dad there too?" I asked. She replied, "Yes, he's here, honey, but he doesn't feel well. We need your help." There were quite a few buckets under the light, and they were all filled with dirt. I looked up at the wall. It looked like a tunnel, but the entrance was caved in. "Mom, what's going on? Why are you in there?" I asked. "Honey, it's a tunnel. Your dad started feeling faint as he was digging last night. I came in to help him, but the ground above us collapsed, and we got trapped," Mom replied. "Mom, why was Dad digging a tunnel?" I said in shock. She said, Eddie, I'll tell you everything, but you have to call your uncle and tell him to come over. We need to get your dad out of here right now. I ran upstairs, called my uncle, and told him everything. He arrived half an hour later, holding a shovel and a spade. My uncle and I started working. He carefully began removing dirt from the front of the tunnel.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I started filling the buckets with soil and running up the stairs to dispose of the earth in our backyard. We dug out the entrance of the tunnel for hours. Finally, I could see my parents. My dad was lying on the ground. My uncle jumped in to help him up. He took him by the arm and carried him out of the tunnel. My mom was crying. I've been screaming for hours so that you could hear me. You found us just when I thought I couldn't scream any longer. You saved us, honey, my mom said, hugging me. I looked around. Mom, why was Dad digging this tunnel in the first place? I asked. I'll tell you everything, but first I need to attend to your father. Let's get out of here, she said, running up the stairs. I was left alone inside the tunnel, so I decided to look around. I wondered how long my dad had been digging. I walked deep inside. My dad had built a wooden structure to prevent the tunnel from collapsing. He even installed a power line and lit up the place with light bulbs. It was an engineering marvel. I was impressed. There was something sparkly on the ground that caught my attention. I looked down to investigate. Mom had dropped one of her earrings. There was a long tooth right next to the earring. I held it in my hand. It looked like a fang, but it was gigantic. Just then, I heard my uncle's voice. He was standing at the edge of the tunnel and calling out to me.
The tunnel's not safe. Please, get out of there, he said.
I pocketed the fang. When I went upstairs, I saw my dad lying in bed. How are you doing? I asked him.
I was having difficulty breathing down there, but I'm okay now, he replied.
Mom said, I'm sure you have lots of questions. What I'm about to tell you may be upsetting. The doctors diagnosed me with a muscular disease. If I don't get treatment, I'll be bedridden. We found that it's treatable, but we can't afford the medicine. Your uncle realized that the vault of the bank he works for is on the same level as our basement. Even though it's a crazy idea, he told us we could reach the vault by digging a tunnel from our basement. Your dad has been digging this tunnel for 4 months. We know this isn't right. Your dad is making this sacrifice for me, and we only plan on taking the $2 million we need.
Why didn't you tell me you were sick? We could have figured something out, I said, hugging my mom.
I couldn't sleep that night. What if they get caught? I'd lose them both. The thought upset me deeply. That night, I remembered the fang I found in the tunnel. I got up from the bed and pulled the tooth from the pants I had worn earlier. I picked it up to give it a closer look.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
A tooth this big could only belong to a wild animal, but it made no sense for a wild animal of that size to have died in the middle of the city. I searched for wild animal teeth on Google. This fang was bigger than any of the ones I found online. I decided to pay the tunnel another visit. Maybe I could find other body parts belonging to the animal. I scanned the walls and the floor with a flashlight. I didn't find anything. Just as I was leaving, I saw another fang on the ground. I tried pulling on it hard, but it wouldn't budge. I found a piece of wood and used it to unearth the rest of the tooth. Suddenly, it dawned on me. The tooth was still connected to a jawbone. After working on it for some time, I uncovered an entire jawbone attached to a skull. It was gigantic and must have belonged to a prehistoric animal. I carried the skull into my room and started searching online.
What I discovered literally sent shivers up my spine. What I had found in our basement was a T-Rex. There was a T-Rex skull in my room. I didn't sleep that night. When my parents woke up, I told them about the skull. At first, they didn't believe me. They said it must belong to some other animal. They were only convinced after I showed them some different T-Rex skull samples. When I said, "Mom, we can sell this online and pay for your treatment," they stared at me.
"Could this skull be worth that kind of money?" Dad asked.
"Of course! We found America's first T-Rex fossil," I replied in excitement. The next day, we went to the Museum of Natural History. The museum director said,
"This is a huge discovery. If I'm being honest, private collectors would pay at least $15 million for such a specimen. Unfortunately, we have a limited budget. We can only offer you $3 million."
That amount was more than enough to cover my mom's treatment, so we accepted their offer. I didn't want this incredible T-Rex fossil to gather dust in some private collector's home. It had to be publicly displayed for visitors coming from all over the world. My mom got her treatment with the money we made from the fossil. My parents thank me all the time, but my dad deserves the real credit. Thanks to him, I got to touch a real T-Rex skull. We still have the tunnel. Sometimes I lightly scratch the dirt to see if I can find the remains of another dinosaur. I have yet to find anything, but I'm hopeful.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I believe that our T-Rex wasn't alone.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.